excitement, theology, Dougology even, and genology. Such a good day. A good day program overviewing the top 10, 12, 14 items of the day, which I know, Jennifer, many people will be talking about. This is the third Wednesday in April of 2012, and yesterday people watching both in person. Twice I get calls from Rich McFadden on the top of a building in Washington, and people, in fact, millions watching on NASA.gov, to the shuttle Discovery, which was on top of that Boeing 747 where it has flown for years, all of the 747. Interesting story to that. People say, well, the real story here is the Discovery. Well, sidebar story, the Boeing 747 was 747-4, fourth 747 ever built, and belonged to American Airlines for 4 years before it was bought by NASA. As a matter of fact, they have, I believe, three of them. They were all American Airlines 747s. American bought a few originally and then decided not to use the 747, so they sold them, and you know, they were practically new. And so NASA bought them, and they used them to shuttle the shuttles around. They put special, there's a special gizmo.
They kind of rest them on top,
yeah,
sort of,
they put
right?
them on. They built they reinforced the roof and put the shuttles of the big crane on top of the 747s and bolt them down and fix them down. They used to fly them around when they had to land at Edwards Air Force Base in California, where they were someplace that they, yeah, mostly it was that back and forth to the Kennedy Space Center. So that's that story about that side of this. The flight began yesterday at the Kennedy Space Center and ended up at Dulles. The people looking on, that jaw-dropping stuff. I watched it just as we sort of get off the air yesterday. It flew so low over the Capitol, it was 1,000 feet above the Washington Monument, for example.
Wow.
And it was everybody in town was out looking at this thing. The Discovery flew its last mission to the International Space Station about a year ago. The end of a 30-plus year program. It is a disgusting reality for me, anyway. I just think it is shameful that we don't have a program ongoing, that we're now relying. We were the best and the brightest. We weren't the first, but we did it better than anybody else from the time that Kennedy was president up until the time Clinton was president. You can argue that there was plenty of support during the Clinton years for this and other space programs. George Bush decimated it, and Obama has ruined it even more. And here we worry about the never mind the program itself, but the inspiration. Yesterday, I was talking about Krista McAuliffe, who came from Framingham, where I am. She was a couple of years younger than I was.
She was on the Challenger.
She was on the Challenger that blew up in January of 1986 and was, for so many people here in Massachusetts and up in New Hampshire, where she lived and taught, a really inspirational character, as were most of the astronauts. And they went around to schools and got kids excited about the program, and therefore they were excited about doing their work in school, especially math and sciences, where we have now an extraordinarily flawed program in our country. Those of you who are teachers who are listening to this and you don't like what I'm saying, hey, argue with me at 800-510-8255. Jennifer, do you remember what it was like in math and science when you were in school? Was there a focus because... Or you wanted to be absent that day.
Yeah. It was bleak in my class.
Bleak.
Yeah. You know, I was always a kid that was stronger in English than I was in math, although I liked science a lot, and my school was pretty weak in the math department. I remember, though, again, making it more relevant to Krista McAuliffe, that was a big deal. I was in fourth grade when the Challenger went up, and it really humanized the space program for a lot of kids because it made you feel like you could actually do this, that you didn't maybe have to be an astronaut to do this, which that was kind of a cool thing. It really brought a human face to the program, I thought.
So many different jobs and opportunities just because of the space program. Look at how the people who are listening down in the area where we are in Melbourne, WMEL, Cocoa Beach, that whole area there has been decimated. Thousands and thousands of jobs are gone. Not that they had to keep this stuff. There are other things they're working on there and in Houston and other places, in Huntsville, a jet propulsion laboratory. Sure, there are programs going on, but it isn't the same. We waste so much money. We fritter away fraud, corruption, wars. What are we spending our money on being in Afghanistan? Why don't we spend that money trying to figure out how we could do a better job? And the shuttle program or any of these programs help us to understand our planet better. We're just peeing away so much money. It's disgusting.
Well, and it's one of the government programs that makes Americans feel good. I mean, it's always been a uniter, whether it was tragedy or success stories that people watched. It was one of the government programs that brought everybody on the same team.
You know, you're so right about that. The day in the history of the world when more people were united in the same passion, the same event, was when the first guys landed on the moon. The world stood still on that day. And we created that. We made it happen. We are a country that can do a lot better than we do right now. Fighting amongst ourselves about nothing. The Warren Buffett rule. Give me a break. Come on, let's bring ourselves up by the bootstraps and get rid of the union people who are problems in the way of education. Can we do that? Can we still fix things so that we have the kind of momentum going that we did when we first had the space program? It was a unifier. I think there are very few things in the history of the country that brought us together that was so positive. Are there? I mean, what else can we think of that was, or are, past tense or present tense, so positive? Khloe Kardashian running for the mayor of Glendale. Now, people can rally Kim. Around that. Oh, it's Kim! No! Really, what's that story?
Oh, my gosh. If you're not familiar with Southern California, there is a town in Los Angeles, near Burbank, actually, where the Tonight Show is taped, called Glendale, and it's got a very large Armenian population. Mm. Kim Kardashian, who happens to be Armenian, has decided that in the next 5 years, she'd like to run for mayor of Glendale, which I'm sure the town is very excited about. But she just might win. You never know. She's going to have to buy a house there first because she's not a full-time resident. But she said, quote, "I'm literally going to have a huge campaign because it's like an Armenian town."
Really? Isn't there that what where you are in Sunland, lots of Armenians there too, right?
Well, actually, they've just come in from Glendale. Glendale's a big town, but Tujunga, Sunland Tujunga, has also started to welcome in a huge contingency. I've heard that in Armenia, there are billboards touting the fact when you come to the United States, go to Glendale. That's the place to relocate.
How'd you like to live in a town called Tujunga, folks?
Tujunga. Hey, it's Tujunga. Indian. Well, American Indian.
Tujunga. Hunga, dunga, hunga.
Pass the peace pipe to Hunga.
All right, should Kim, that's silly. Do you think Kim should run for mayor? 800-510-8255. She would be the first celebrity to be the mayor of their city. Who else? Name another celebrity who's been mayor of a town in California. I can think of two or three right off the bat, right?
Yep.
800-510-8255 for Swell Prize. What did you start to say?
I just said I can think of one, Punk.
One Punk. Okay, well, that would be one. And there's another one.
And another one, babe.
Who is connected to an Armenian, as it happens.
That's true.
That's right. More Armenians. We need more Armenians. 800-510-8255. Hey, ladies.
Yes?
In a few months, summertime will be here. If you're looking to lose 10, 20 pounds or more before you fit into your bathing suit, your search has come to a positive conclusion, because I want you to know about TH121. TH121 contains all natural ingredients. These ingredients are shown to reduce the unwanted cravings you have while they enhance fat burning at the same time. TH121. Fat and sugar burning factories are created by your taking TH121. It's helped thousands to lose millions of pounds. And when you stay on TH121, you keep the weight off. Do not give up on your looks for the summer. In fact, TH121 is guaranteed to help you lose the weight or you get your money back. Do-re-mi. Call now, 800-525-2710. Get a free bottle with your order. And that's not all. You'll also get a free fat blocker when you call 800-525-2710. Look great. It'll only take a couple of seconds a day. Pop those pills. Call 800-525-2710.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need for a beautiful lawn? Absolutely. Like Scott's Turf Builder with Plus 2 Weed Control, now only $16.37. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scott's and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow the greenest lawn on the block. And watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy, photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
800-510-8255. All right, so Kim Kardashian wants to be the mayor of Glendale. What other famous politicians do we have who have been mayors? Let's see here. Just give me one. Marlise in Sacramento. Give me one.
I have two. Which one do you want?
Very clever, Marlise. The one that comes to your mind first.
That was Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood was the mayor of Carmel.
Good.
All right.
Did my punk help you out, or did you know it already?
She knew it already. She's smart. I can tell by listening to her. All right, hold on just a second. Here is Dave in State Line, Indiana. Dave?
Sonny Bono.
Sonny Bono was another one. He was the mayor of Palm Springs before he became a congressman, right? You had somebody else there, but I can't read what it is. What, Jimmy Webb? Is that who you're talking about, or Jack Webb?
Jack Webb.
What mayor? What town was he mayor of?
Ooh, it was back in the 50s or 60s.
Was he really? I don't remember him being mayor, but he might have been. We'll check that out. But anyway, you get to positive, constructive yays for coming up with Sonny Bono. Marlise got to Clint Eastwood. Those are the two obvious ones. We'll check out Jack Webb as Kim Kardashian says, I want to be the mayor. 21 after on Good Day.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail in the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get preparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change, water filtration, wholesale batteries, freeze-dried foods, MacGyver 101, storm shelters, shortwave and ham radios, solar power, buy your first farm, heating with wood, home defense, ammo, homeschool your children. And teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. Get Prepared Expo. .com, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pinnick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopik, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
Stephen, oddball theory.
This is my theory for what is going to happen to the Earth. Eventually, the moon goes far enough away from our planet that the Earth comes to be like Mars is today. This isn't bad for a guy who has no scientific training whatsoever.
Gentlemen, I give you science in action.
In London, there's a new service that delivers the morning after pill to your home by bicycle messenger. Yeah. And to make sure you don't regret your decision, the pills will be delivered by kids who are obnoxious jerks. News. Last night, maybe my favorite foul ever in the history of the NBA. Number one was when Magic clotheslined Isaiah Thomas. And number two is this. It happened in a game between the Dallas Mavericks and Utah Jazz. Mavericks guard Delonte West was upset after the guard for the Jazz drew a foul on him. So he retaliated with what some are describing as a wet willy.
Runs it across Nowitzki. And there's a foul on Delonte West trying to slow down Hayward.
That was no wet willy. Delonte's finger was dry. That was even worse. The dreaded dry willy. You don't come back from a dry willy. Delonte West was punished for the refs gave him a technical foul, and his mom gave him 2 weeks without Xbox. So
my only problem at tax time, or my major problem at tax time, is how to fill out the little box in the form that says occupation. Like, what can I put down? I can't put down entertainer because clearly that's a lie. And the box isn't big enough to write self-hating clown. And also, it seems a little too on the nose. For a while, I used to put broadcast, but that makes you sound like you're important or something. So now I just write down lover of ferrets. I figure that'll make any IRS auditor think, I mean, like, I want to go rummaging around through an apartment full of ferrets. I forget it. He's probably fine.
Not so funny.
Yeah. Lover of ferrets, that's funny. A little bit.
Where'd Jay Leno go last night? What's the problem with Jay Leno? Oh.
Everybody needs to rest. Yeah.
Run. Yeah, I didn't think he was that short, though. I figured he wanted to show up all the time. He wants 5 nights a week, pretty much all the time. I would guess that the only reason he takes time off is because his staff takes. I don't see. He's kind of like me. He wants to be on the air, likes to be on the air. It's a wonderful way to sort of find your way in life.
It's therapy.
Yes.
Cheap therapy.
Great therapy. Conan O'Brien's birthday is today.
Oh, happy birthday, Conan.
Let's see here. Born this day, 1960. 63. So, 1963, what does that do for him? He's like 49, right? Is that right?
49? Yeah, he looks pretty good. He looks still like a little youngster. He's got a baby face, doesn't he?
Baby face. Okay, so did you watch the, was it The Voice last night? The
View. I did not. Yeah, I watched, you know what I did watch last night?
Right.
Do you remember we had Allison Sweeney, the host of The Biggest Loser,
like
on
her.
A month or so ago,
and it
was right around the time that The Biggest Loser cast members were forming a mutiny and walking off the show.
Right.
I actually saw the episode last night.
Really?
Yes, it actually aired, and she totally lied. She said she didn't know anything was going on when she was on the air with us.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, she did. She was right there.
Yeah.
In the center of everything.
Well, but she's there to promote the program, not to... It was kind of... she was asked by the producers. That's what happens when a lot of these celebrities get on these programs. They're asked to come on because they want to boost. They want to boost awareness, therefore boost viewership and boost the ratings. So it's okay. But, you know, she's there towing the company line.
Mm-hmm.
And in those circumstances, sometimes those people are put in awkward positions because they know what's going on, but they can't. So the producers were foolish to put her out there and have her become basically a victim when people knew there was something going on. Anyway, she's still very appealing.
Oh, she's very cute.
28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. We don't expect a lot out of flying coach these days, but in reality, there are some coach seats that are really better than others, and I'm not talking about the bulkhead seats or the exit row. You know, those exit row and bulkhead seats are great options on short-haul flights, but on longer flights, they're not a great deal. We're talking seatbacks that don't recline, immovable armrests, and your legs might be pressed up against the wall. The only reason I have a bulkhead seat is for young kids, so if they want to kick somebody, they're not kicking me. On United, Delta, and American 757s, the secret seats are either 9A and 9F or 10A and 10F. Why? Because there are no seats in front of them. You've got a window seat that you can actually get up and walk in front of you on. You don't have to climb over anybody else. On British Airways 747s, it's actually the middle seat that you want, way in the back of the plane. Seat 51B, 52J. You know why? Because they're not three rows across, just two. That means the seat next to you doesn't exist. Lots of extra legroom. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Whether you're looking to buy a home or repair the one you're in, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. The Wells Fargo Home Lending website has the tools and resources to help you make informed decisions. There are many home lending options to consider, and we'll help you understand the benefits, financial considerations, and next steps. We can also help you find coverage if you're looking to insure your home. Stop by today or go to wellsfargo.com/homelending to learn more. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., all rights reserved. Equal housing lender. Insurance products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Let's keep you on the straight and narrow, understanding what's going on today. The Doug Steffen Way with Jennifer Horn and the Dougster visiting a number of different items, like the woman from Michigan. Remember the story? Continued to accept food stamps after she won the lottery yesterday.
Because she could.
Yeah, right. She was charged with welfare fraud. Amanda Clayton is her name. She's 25. She revealed that she kept using food stamps, not too bright on her part. So obviously having a lot of money doesn't mean that you have any brains. She won $1 million. She thought it would have been okay to keep using the stamps because she wasn't working.
Duh.
Yeah, and it took the story breaking for her to be dropped from the food stamp program. They're obviously keeping a close eye on everybody who's collecting there. And
cross-referencing all the lottery winners.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right.
I can't say I'm disappointed that she's getting in trouble.
No, I can't either. No. All right, anyway. Angelina Jolie has a promotion that she seems to be proud of. She's sticking out.
She's had a big week. She was engaged, and she got this nice promotion from the UN. It's really nice. She actually got a really important title. She's been a Goodwill Ambassador for the United Nations for about 10 years, and she's now been named Special Envoy. Are you ready for this? For the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. She even has her own acronym, UNHCR.
What is the High Commission? What are these people?
I don't know. Names? Special Envoy for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. It's a diplomat-level position, and she's going to focus on large-scale crises resulting in the mass displacement of people.
So that means when her family gets lost, she's going to be called upon to find
her
a
family is a small nation, isn't
right.
it?
I don't. The High Commissioner, doesn't that remind you? What do you think of when you think of the High Commissioner? It sounds like something
a tribe. It's very tribal sounding.
Yeah, it just sounds like it doesn't belong in this day and age. Like he's some kind of regal position. I remember when I used to travel a lot with the State Department in the 90s, and we always were meeting with the High Commissioner of this and the High Commissioner of that from the UN, and I thought, this is kind of foolish. Who are these people? They come across as being very pompous. The UN has created that whole atmosphere anyway. Not that they didn't get some good things done, but they're so political, can't get anything done.
I mean, I make fun of Angelina Jolie, but she has done a lot of good work. I mean,
yeah,
you know, she goes over there all the time. She goes, I mean, especially in Africa, she does a lot of work. So that's good. We make jokes, but, you know.
You get cheaper Botox over in Africa anyway.
That could be true,
That's one thing.
Don't have to worry about buffets.
Consideration. The family of a 6-year-old girl in Georgia demanding a change in policy yesterday after this 6-year-old in kindergarten, handcuffed by the police and taken away for having a tantrum in school. The
six years old,
Creekside Elementary School. The young lady identified as Celicia Johnson threw furniture, tore items off the wall, knocked over a shelf, hurt the principal. Police were called in, took Johnson down to the station in handcuffs.
Hmm.
Her parents don't think it was necessary for the police to handcuff her.
Youngest Johnson destroying everything.
Charged with assault and damage to property. She will not have to go to court because she's six.
Mm-hmm.
She was suspended from school for the rest of the year.
Wow.
So what's going
that's
on at home there?
That's behavior.
I
want to
know what's going on at home, yeah.
Yeah,
forget
the
have
whole
for breakfast?
The handcuff thing. And, Will, yeah. Who's watching over her at home if she thinks that she needs to do that to get attention? That's pretty sad.
Yeah. How would you have handled it? 800-510-8255. Or who knows of circumstances? Are these things more prevalent today than they used to be, or is it just they get reported like most of the other stories in the news? More, by the way, the story is at DougStephan.com. If you want to check it out, along with a lot of other things that are of import. Here's another one. A six-year-old Texas boy found out his father. So let's just balance the good with the bad, okay?
Uh-huh.
Six-year-old Texas boy finds that his father has a rare but treatable form of cancer. He wanted to do something to help, so he set up a lemonade stand. Are we already in trouble with that? You know what happens sometimes when you...
Yeah, the government doesn't like when you do lemonade stands anymore.
Set up a lemonade stand. Asking for help for his dad's cancer treatment. Well, the good thing is that this is a good rearing of the story, if you will. This lemonade stand, as the word got out as to why this boy opened it up, he has raised $10,000.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so cool.
Name is Randy Cox. Let's see here. That's the father's name. Drew is the son. They love to play with each other. Apparently, they have a lot of quality time together. The father tells the son in a, positive way. This is what I...
He's going through
chemo, so he's losing his hair.
Right.
So he wants to explain to his son, who's six, what the story is. And then they were talking about the serious mounting medical bills. You know, more people go bankrupt in our country because of medical bills than anything else. After word got out, money started coming in from everywhere. All over Texas.
That's a good story.
All
That's
over America.
So sweet.
Yeah, it is a good story. Yep. So, all right, you beat that story then, Jennifer.
I like that.
You beat the story, yes.
You beat that story.
You
about
beat
the nice,
that story.
About uh-huh. the nice, happy ending story.
Right.
Hey, did you hear about all the nudity going on in the media? Actually, I will beat your story.
Really?
Because trending right now on Yahoo and Twitter is Deborah Messing. I don't know if you heard about
her. She's naked?
She's naked.
Wait,
yes.
I want to see that picture. I think she's cute.
Well, she's the latest in this whole chain. This month, there's been Heidi Klum. She was naked on Allure magazine. Maria Menounos has been naked this month. Leslie Bibb has been naked. But Deborah Messing now, you've got to check out the photos. She looks beautiful.
I think she's
beautiful. I'll put a link up at our Facebook page right now. So facebook.com/goodday show if you want to see
naked?
A naughty picture of Deborah Messing. Well, she's not complete. It's tasteful. She's not, it's not like Playboy's tag.
But at what? She's what, 43, 44? How old is she?
I think she's 44,
yeah.
I think.
Okay. So is it okay for a woman that age to share herself?
I think you're seeing more and more women doing that. It's, when they're pregnant or when they're older. And you know what? The way they're doing it means classy and it's beautiful. It's not trashy. So.
Yes.
But yeah, she's trending. She's number one trending topic on Yahoo right this minute.
There also, if we go to Twitter, we are talking about the penny. Each one of the pennies costs about 2.4 cents to make. And so our question there, and to you now, is it time to get rid of the penny? 800-510-8255. 5-5 story behind the story is at DougStephan.com as well. Every penny that's made costs you, as a taxpayer, 2.4 cents. So at this point in time, well, I mean, do we get rid of the penny altogether? Yeah. How do you deal with those? Most of the time when I go to the store, last night I stopped to pick up a sandwich, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. A quick sandwich on my way home about 8:30. I didn't want to bother cook anything, so I wanted to just take a quick sandwich. And it was, $8.88.
Wow.
And the guy gave me back 15 cents because he didn't want to bother with the two pennies.
Really?
Is that happening more and more? Yeah.
I always have so many pennies, I never use them. I need to start.
Yeah.
If they're so expensive, we might as well use them until they go away. Right. Yeah.
All right, 800-510-8255. The number of people who have declared their finish with America, the end of their, in other words, how many people are denouncing their citizenship? Big number. You'll be surprised at the number. How many people last year denounced or renounced? What's the right word? Denounced? No, renounced.
Renounced.
You renounce your citizenship. How many people are doing that? 800-510-8255. Take a guess if you want to. I'll give you the exact number in just a moment. I want to spend a minute talking about you and your heart and your health and your well-being. Taking fish oil is a very important thing for you and your heart. Omega-3s now. We've discussed this a lot, medical stuff. We have time devoted to this sort of thing every day on Good Day, health and well-being issues. And it seems to me that if there's agreement among all of the various things, whether it's natural folks, whether it's conventional doctors, we have all kinds of representation here, they all tell you the same thing. Omega-3s in fish oil are very important. They're not only good for your brain, they're good for your skin, they're good for your joints, they're good for your heart, they're good for everything. So the key here is to get the right amount of omega-3 in order for you to be healthy and maintain that health. Do you want to take 4 or 5 fish oil pills a day, or would you rather just take one Vitality Ultra Pure Omega-3 capsule? Vitality Ultra Pure is the purest, most potent fish oil you can buy. Vitality is so potent you can take one a day and get all the omega-3s you need. Certified free of heavy metals, certified free of contaminants. It has been independently tested, and now you know it is the best. Try Vitality Free. Just pick up the phone and call 888-809-6424. Tell them you're listening to Doug and Jen. 888-809-6424. Help your heart. Order some Vitality Ultra Pure Omega 3. Try it free when you order at 888-809-6424.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need for a beautiful lawn? Absolutely. Like Scott's Turf Builder with +2 weed control, now only $16.37. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scott's and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow the greenest lawn on the block. And watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints.
Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Before Allegra, Buddy wanted to walk around the whole park, but my allergy stopped me halfway through. After Allegra, I can go the distance.
For a medicine that works like nothing else, there's only one Allegra. It's the only allergy medicine that's both fast and non-drowsy. It has the power to relieve your toughest symptoms for 24 hours. In fact, it starts working in just 1 hour.
Now my sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes don't stand in the way of walks. After Allegra, I have it all. Right, Buddy?
Applies to first dose only among OTC brand and antihistamines. Use as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
All right. A lot of people are going to go check out
Facebook.com/Good Day Show for your dose of naughty pictures.
I'm looking at the picture of Deborah Messing. You didn't even cover it up. It's just
no, she looks good, though, doesn't she?
Nice hips.
Okay, anyway, let's get back to the material at hand here.
Doug's, here's all Doug's being blah, blah, blah.
Hey, let's see if I can finish the next couple of minutes here. A year ago, in Action Comics, Superman declared plans to renounce his U.S. citizenship. Truth, justice, and the American way, not enough anymore, he said. That's Superman in the comic book. Now, the Iranian government criticized him. American government criticized him for joining a peaceful anti-government protest in Tehran. That's the storyline in the comic.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is that last year, 1,800-plus people renounce their U.S. citizenship.
Where? To where?
It's a record number. The IRS has the list, and you renounce because you don't want to pay taxes.
Right. You don't want to leave.
Right. They started publishing this list in 1998. 8 times more now than was the case in 2008. As a matter of fact, if you add 2007, 2008, 2009, and 2010 together, the number of people in 2011 who renounced their citizenship is more than the total from those 4 years.
Wow.
So why?
I think if you renounce, you got to go. If you don't, if you don't want citizenship here, then we're okay. Pick your country. Where do you want to head? Egypt. Yeah. All right, we'll send you there.
Yeah, no, that's the idea.
Yeah.
You're gonzo.
Exactly. Pack your bags. Come on.
Grab your coat and get your hat and leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the darker side of the street.
I've never
But before you leave, get a picture. Get a look at that picture of Deborah Messing on the Facebook page at DougStephan.com. Video of the day today at DougStephan.com. A cute video. A baby thinks dad's fake sneezes are the funniest thing. Don't you love to listen to children?
Oh, baby laughs are so
giggle.
Cute.
Children giggling is just a wonderful, wonderful thing. Nothing better than hearing that child. Don't you think?
I haven't had that fun yet,
but you will. You will.
Babies giggle at me all the time. Are you kidding?
Right. No, I mean...
just not my own baby.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right, so let's see here. Anything new in the political world? Romney is ahead in the polls, according to 2 or 3 that are out today.
Depending on what polls you look at, yes.
Right, well, the left of the Gallup poll is usually to the right, and what's his face is to the left. Zogby is to the left, if you pay attention. But then all the television networks have their polls and... But you wonder, what value are they? Why are there so many polls? How do these people get paid for, it's a good business, but what do you learn from listening to the polls or reading the polls? I don't think you learn a dog, because they change so much. Don't learn a doggone thing. All right, anyway, we've learned a lot here in this hour, and the learning continues on Good Day. It's 51 past the hour.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Doug Stephan Good Day Program, Better Living with Doug and Jennifer and you, as we try to help you make sense of all the technology news with the help of Shelley Palmer. Believe it or not, Hulu, Jennifer, has been around for 5 years.
Already?
But the big news is that its $8 a month Hulu Plus service just topped 2 million subscribers. I might be interested in the right time of year for that sort of a subscription. Let's find out more. They are aiming, actually, for more original programming, according to Shelley Palmer, from whom we will hear in just a moment on Good Day.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We've just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, believe it or not, Hulu has been around for 5 years. But the big news is that its $8 a month Hulu Plus service just topped 2 million subscribers. This week, Hulu's going to pitch advertisers on something really new, original programming. You know Hulu from its humble beginnings as the best place to watch network television content on the internet. But now, Hulu's going to try its hand at the most difficult game in town, selling a new series that will only premiere on Hulu online. Jason Kyler, Hulu's CEO, recently said, if we're really on our game, people will look back on it and say, wow, I can't believe TV was like that in 2007. Of course, he's referring to the online experience that he helped create. And Jason's right. Hulu's a great place to watch network TV content online. But will Hulu's original content be equally great? Can Hulu compete in a world with Comcast, Xfinity, Netflix, and dozens of other online video competitors? Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stephan's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
State Farm. This is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750. But remember, you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Whether you're looking to buy a home or repair the one you're in, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. The Wells Fargo Home Lending website has the tools and resources to help you make informed decisions. There are many home lending options to consider, and we'll help you understand the benefits, financial considerations, and next steps. We can also help you find coverage if you're looking to insure your home. Stop by today or go to wellsfargo.com/homelending to learn more. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., all rights reserved. Equal housing lender. Insurance products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Apparently, Jennifer, Amazon is having problems with knockoffs. For almost every bestseller, there's at least one other book with a very similar title, and these knockoffs are selling. In almost every case, the knockoffs are made through a publishing website called Create Space, which is actually owned, coincidentally, by Amazon.
The story.
What happened?
Yeah, I got the Da Vinci Abode instead of the Da Vinci Code.
Really?
Yeah.
And what was the book about?
It was a whole different thing.
Did you read it?
No.
You didn't read it?
You're not supposed to. You're supposed to laugh and move on. The joke's over.
Well, I didn't think it was a joke. I think that some people don't think this is a joke.
I know.
A lot of books on Amazon with similar titles. So our poll today at DougStephan.com, how often do you buy items from Amazon? A, I get something from Amazon about every week. B, I get something from Amazon once a week or so. C, maybe once a month. D, once in a while. E, I check Amazon often but hardly ever buy anything. F, I've never bought anything from Amazon. G, I'm shopping on Amazon right now. I've never bought anything from Amazon.
Ever?
Never.
Oh,
never.
I have. I go
never.
At least a few times.
I don't buy stuff online because I don't use my credit card online.
That's true.
Frankly. So, all right, check that out. If you're buying from Amazon, get your money back if you don't get the right thing. What the heck? 59 after on Good Day.